Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. Good day, learners. Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I trust you've been dedicating time to your work, and if not, well, we're here to help set you on the right path. Now, today's episode is slightly off the beaten track. It's about something that often takes a backseat during our doctoral journey, but trust me, it's as crucial as getting your methodology right. We're talking about networking, but before you press the skip button, indulge me for just a moment. Let me tell you a story. It's about Sarah. Sarah was a brilliant PhD candidate studying molecular genetics. With data collection done, she had settled into what many of us know as the writing cave. But amidst her dedication, Sarah didn't isolate herself. On weekends, she attended seminars, spoke at conferences, and even volunteered for workshops. Through these platforms, she connected with a senior researcher who was immensely intrigued by her work. Long story short, before her dissertation was even defended, Sarah had landed a postdoctoral position in a prestigious research institute, all thanks to her network. You see, folks, networking isn't just for business professionals in sharp suits. It's essential for us too, researchers, scholars, and of course, doctoral students. Now you might wonder, how does networking fit into my dissertation in 90 days plan? Well, the answers might surprise you. By the end of this podcast, not only will you learn the how-tos of networking, but also the immense value it brings to your academic and professional journey. And for those thinking, I'm just not the networking type, we'll break it down into actionable steps, making it as simple and straightforward as reciting your ABCs. So grab your notebook, or maybe just a mental note, as we dive into the art and science of networking the PhD way. All right, learners, let's dive deep into the role of networking in our academic progress. Because believe it or not, those coffee dates and conference chats can be game changers. Think about this. Ever been stuck on a research problem? Your notes are scattered and your ideas feel like they've hit a dead end. You've spent endless hours in the lab or behind that library desk. But what if the answer isn't more time? What if it's perspective? That's where networking jumps in. It's not just about exchanging business cards or adding connections on LinkedIn. It's about inviting fresh eyes and minds into your world. Imagine discussing your research hiccup with someone from a different university or even country. The way they approach problems, the resources they utilize, it can offer a solution you never considered. It's like magic, but academia style. And oh, speaking of academia, you and I both know this journey can be, well, lonely at times. Long nights, weekends in the lab, and that ever-present pressure to publish. But here's the good news. With a strong network, you're not alone. Imagine a community of peers all riding the same wave as you. They get your struggles. They cheer for your milestones. And on days when you feel like giving up, they're there to remind you why you started in the first place. And hey, let's not forget the cherry on top opportunities, conferences, collaborations, and yes, those all-important funding and fellowships. Many of these don't just appear out of thin air. They come from introductions, recommendations, or simply being in the right place with the right people. So, learners, the next time you're tempted to skip that seminar or dodge that workshop, remember the gold mine of benefits waiting for you. Networking is more than just chit-chat. It's your academic lifeline. Embrace it, nurture it, and watch how it transforms your PhD journey. So we've talked about the value of networking, but let's face it, many of us have reservations. There are myths, misconceptions, and honestly, some downright fears. Today, we're going to bust some of those myths wide open. First up, a big one. Networking is all about self-promotion. We've all met that one person at conferences, right? All about their achievements, barely taking a breath. It's easy to think that's what networking is. But here's the real deal. Networking, in its purest form, is about mutual growth. It's a dance of giving and receiving. You share your insights, they share theirs. You help them with a resource, they introduce you to a potential collaborator. It's not a monologue, it's a rich two-way conversation. So let's shift our lens. It's not self-promotion, but collective elevation, a win-win for everyone. And here comes misconception number two. I need to be extroverted to network. Ah, the classic. Picture this. Crowded conference rooms, small talk over coffee, the constant buzz of conversations. Seems daunting? I get it. But here's a little secret. Networking is not about chatting up everyone in the room. It's about genuine, meaningful connections. One deep conversation can be far more fruitful than 10 shallow ones. It's not a numbers game. It's about quality over quantity. So, whether you're an introvert, extrovert, or somewhere in between, remember, it's your authenticity, passion, and willingness to connect that makes the difference. Small talk, it's just the start. Dive deeper, ask questions, and truly listen. That's where the magic lies. Networking is an art, not a race. It's about building bridges, not just collecting business cards. So let's cast aside those misconceptions and embrace the true essence of networking. It might just be the key to unlocking doors you never even knew existed. Stick around. We have more enlightening segments coming your way, including actionable tips to make your networking journey smoother. All right, learners, this is where the rubber meets the road. We've talked about the why of networking, and now it's time to tackle the how. Buckle up, because we're diving into some seriously practical tips to supercharge your networking game as a PhD candidate. First things first, start early. I can't emphasize this enough. Don't wait for the twilight of your PhD journey. The best time to start? Yesterday. The next best time? Today. Engage with those around you. Ask questions in your lectures. Offer to collaborate on a paper. Step out and attend conferences, even if virtually. Heck, join academic societies. Being proactive now can open up avenues you'd never expect. Next, leverage the digital world. We're in the 21st century, folks. Platforms like LinkedIn, ResearchGate, and yes, even Twitter can be game changers. You see, it's not just about scrolling or liking posts. Follow scholars you admire. Join in on those heated discussions. Share snippets from your research. Engage, engage, engage. Now here's a gem. Practice active listening. Sure, sharing your insights is essential, but when someone speaks, really lean in. Listen, understand, absorb. When you genuinely care about what someone's saying, it not only makes them feel valued, but solidifies your connection. Trust me, it's an art that can set you apart in any networking event. And finally, remember, relationships aren't a one-off. It's not about, hey, remember me? I need a favor. It's a journey. Check in with your connections now and then. Share an interesting article you came across. Celebrate their achievements. And when the time comes, they'll be there for you too. So, dear learners, as we wrap up this segment, I encourage you to take these steps to heart. Networking is like gardening. Plant seeds, nurture them, and watch your network blossom. And in the academic world, that garden can lead to a bouquet of opportunities. Stick around. We've got more power-packed insights coming your way in our next segment. Don't go anywhere. All right, team, we've covered the bright side of networking, but like anything in life, there are pitfalls we need to be wary of. Mistakes, we've all made them. Today, we're shining a light on two big ones. So grab a pen and take notes, because these nuggets can save you a world of regret. First up, being inauthentic. I get it. The pressure to impress, to fit in, it can be intense. But here's the thing. People can sense when you're not being genuine. And honestly, it's exhausting to keep up a facade. So take a deep breath and just be you, your authentic self. Remember, genuine connections are built on trust, transparency, and mutual respect. They last. But those forced interactions, like a shooting star, they fizzle out quickly. So wear your passion on your sleeve. Share your doubts, your dreams, your discoveries. That authenticity is magnetic. Pitfall number two, not following up. Ever had a great conversation at a conference, exchange cards, but then radio silence? It happens, but it's a missed opportunity. Let's put it this way. If you've planted the seed of a connection, you need to water it. Met someone interesting? Drop them an email. Share an article related to your chat, or simply check in to say hello. It keeps the bond fresh and grows the relationship organically. A simple gesture can go a long way in cementing a connection. So there you have it, learners. Avoid these pitfalls and you're on your way to networking mastery. Remember, at its core, networking is about human connection. It's about shared experiences, aspirations, and mutual growth. Embrace it with sincerity and watch how the academic world opens its arms to you. We've got more insightful discussions up next. Don't touch that dial. we're just getting started. We're venturing into a topic today that I bet resonates with many of us: networking anxiety, butterflies in your stomach, sweaty palms before a conference. We've all been there. It's natural. The idea of putting yourself out there can be nerve-wracking. But fret not, I've got your back. Let's dive into some tangible tips to ease that anxiety. First up, preparation. Think about it. Ever been lost in a new city? It's overwhelming, but with a map, much better. Networking's pretty similar. Before a networking event, do your homework. Skim through the list of attendees. Maybe look up a few of their works or their profiles. It's not about impressing them with your knowledge. No, it's about having a starting point for a conversation. When you know a tad bit about the people you're meeting, it's like having a conversational roadmap. It makes interaction smoother, more meaningful. Next, the mindset shift. Here's a reality check. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has felt out of their depth at some point. That esteemed professor? Yep. That acclaimed researcher? Absolutely. They were all once in your shoes. Remember, they're not there to evaluate or judge you. They're seeking connections just like you. They want to share, learn, and grow. So instead of seeing it as a test, view it as an opportunity to learn, to share, and to forge bonds that could last a lifetime. So, dear learners, as you step into your next networking event, take these tips to heart. Embrace the jitters. They're a sign you're pushing your boundaries. And in the grand tapestry of your academic journey, every connection, every conversation is a thread that adds richness and depth. All right, learners, as we wrap up today's insightful dive into networking, I've got a little gem for you, one that's sure to turbocharge your dissertation journey. The playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less. It's authored by Dr. Anthony Robinson. And guess what? He didn't just walk the talk once, he did it twice, completing 2 dissertations in just 6 months. Mind-blowing, right? This is a treasure trove of insights, strategies, and actionable advice. And the best part, you can get your hands on it right away. Just head over to writerser.com/playbook to download your copy. Trust me, it's a game changer. Don't miss out, folks. And remember, every step, every resource brings you closer to that coveted title, Doctor.